On Thursday, new members will be inducted into North Carolina's Music Hall of Fame in Kannapolis. WFAE's Sarah D'Elia tells us about two honorees with strong ties to the Charlotte area.
Charlotte's own Anthony Hamilton is among the seven inductees. Among his many accomplishments, the Grammy Award-winning R&B singer has performed for the Obamas in the White House, made an appearance on the hit show Empire, and even opened for Prince. In an interview with WFAE last year, Hamilton says he still remembers his home in West Charlotte, near a church where his singing career began.
The first church was Shiloh Baptist Church. That's the first church I was ever on a choir and was forced to come out and sing a solo. Well, I'm going down to the river. Well, I'm going down to the river. Ooh.
Hamilton, who now lives just outside of Charlotte, stopped by city council last week for another honor. Mayor Jennifer Roberts proclaimed today as Anthony Hamilton Day. Then there's Richard Lewis Spencer. Spencer was born and raised in Wadesboro, east of Charlotte. Spencer began his musical career in Otis Redding's band and was part of the R&B group The Winstons. The Winstons' claim to fame is the Amen Break, which has been sampled throughout various genres of music. This is the ninth class of inductees. Past inductees include Nina Simone, James Taylor, Tori Amos, and Andy Griffith. For WFAE News, I'm Sarah D'Elia in Charlotte.